Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
This weekend is going to be dominated by Electric Picnic. And if you are heading along, keep an eye on the Post and Party, which is the Vision Ireland retail campaign in partnership with On Post, where festival goers can buy pre-loved clothes at the Vision Ireland pop-up stand. And then you can use a special prepaid on-post envelope to mail your purchase home. And that's just for €6. So for this week's Hours to Protect, Midlands 103's Zoe Ryan speaks with Craig Holloman, a volunteer experience officer with Vision Ireland. And he says they have plenty of gems in the shop.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, to be honest. So we've been at Electric Picnic now the last, this will be our third year going into there for our actual pop-up store itself, and we partnered up with On Post for Malahide and Marley Park this year.
Okay.
So again, just a great initiative for anyone that actually wants to buy a little bit of vintage or something that's cool, or that nice one-off piece that they don't necessarily need to hold on to it now for their concert. They can parcel it away straight away. So it only costs €6. And again, how they've kind of did it, if it fits, it ships. So once we actually get the product kind of gone through the tills, and if they want to use that service, then yeah, 100%, they can just kind of ship that away to their home address, and that gets pretty much sent there straight after Electric Picnic this year, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I was delighted to hear that On Post have kind of changed their policies around that prepaid package, that it's, if it fits, as you said, that's it, it's posted at that stage, because it was always a great initiative that you could buy this prepaid package, but then the killer was sometimes you get there and it'd be on the heavier side and you'd have to pay an additional fee. So it's nice now that it's just, as you said, once you fill that package and it works, it's off, you don't have to pay an additional fee for it.
100%. And then with the shop that we're actually going to have out at Electric Picnic, there's going to be a lot of kind of one-off items there, whether that's a cool track jacket, whether that's something like to do with a vintage fleece, and anyone that's kind of correctly packed for EP, if that's an actual thing.
Yeah,
when they actually come to us and they do find that one-off piece, they're either going to wear it right there and then.
Sure.
Or again, if they do find that really, really cool item, again, which is just going to be for a cracking price also, again, they can just ship that away as many times as they want. They can probably buy two or three items, and if it fits in there, the €6, it's going to be in their house then for the end of that week.
And how is it that this initiative came about? Because obviously you're from a charity, Vision Ireland is a charity. You started the retail side of it then a number of years ago, and that's been going from strength to strength. But why this collaboration and partnership?
In all fairness, anyone that we want to collaborate with, Vision Ireland just in general, is to do with making sure that our values are just aligned. So whether that's to do with sustainability, whether that's to do with social impact on volunteering side of things, we are open for anyone to actually kind of come to us, knock on the door, and just to see exactly what we're coming up with at the moment. And if anyone wants to partner anything to do with what we're doing, again, whether this is to do with sustainability, anything to do with making shopping a little bit more greener, or again, from a social impact point of view, to do with all the volunteers that we have, we're open to anyone. So it's fantastic that we're obviously collaborating with On Post, but we have other collaborations that happen as well, large, small, and medium firms, where, again, that value side of things are changing. That skeptic in terms of what charity stores were thought about them previously, that is changing now, and it is getting kind of cool, but our values have always kind of sticked pretty much on that same level, where we just want to kind of just almost give that out to more people. And the more reach that we get now, especially with On Post, the better it is for our charity.
Because they are obviously a really widely recognised brand that everybody knows. There's an On Post branch in everyone's town. Well, at least there was until a couple of years
100%.
Ago. But everyone knows it.
Yeah, exactly. And then kind of even with our stores as well, like we've got 126 stores in the Republic of Ireland. So again, that collaboration, knowing that there's that local post office, we definitely more than likely have that local charity store in that same community. So again, putting the two together for this special thing at Electric Picnic, yeah, it's pretty good.
Another change we've seen in recent years is this thing that charity shops, it nearly used to be a dirty word, but it's nearly in vogue nowadays. And your shops recently, I'd say maybe a year or so ago, underwent this massive revamp and kind of restyling, where they were the old traditional maybe back end shops, and now they've got all this uniform look. So if you go to a town and you see a Vision Ireland shop, you know what the layout's going to be. You've nearly done that thing that the supermarkets have done, that when you walk in, you know the layout, you know the colour scheme, everything. So was that a step, I suppose, towards trying to make sustainable fashion and that more economic and green living more attractive to people?
It's more that anyone these days, like whether it was kind of pre-COVID or after COVID, everyone's very, very kind of financial thinking. Well, anyone that wants to spend 20 euro, 50 euro, 100 euro, it doesn't matter whether you're going to a restaurant, if you're going to a pub, if you're going to one of our stores, we want to create an experience. And you're 100% right. Back in the day, there was that stigma in terms of, well, if anyone was shopping in a charity store for whatever reason, it was almost frowned upon. Or people were like, oh, geez, well, where did you get that from? Was it washed, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but all of that has kind of changed with us now. We've gone through a huge revamp over the last 3-4 years where, again, we want to make sure that charity shops are for absolutely everyone, but when you kind of come into our stores, the atmosphere is very, very light. It's clean, but again, everything that we have is colour coordinated. We want to make sure that that shopping experience still doesn't take away from that charity shop find, because that's what charity shops are all about.
Of course,
it's finding
yeah.
that one little gem where you know 100% no one else is actually going to have that item in your community or in your school. But 100%, it's the experience. The experience for anyone shopping in any of Vision Island stores, we want to make sure that whether it's coming in to donate clothes, to pick up something, or actually to even to volunteer, we want to make sure that atmosphere is quite, just really, really calm for them. And it just needs to be that friendly atmosphere. And that's exactly what we've created with our stores now.
This is obviously a charity. I know that we're speaking about the kind of stores where you're encouraging people to shop sustainably at your retail outlets, which raises much needed funds for the charity. But by doing so, people are actually doing good twice. They're obviously contributing to the charity and helping with raising those funds, but they're also being more sustainable in their practices.
100%. So the sustainability part, like just to do with what we do as a retail operation alone, speaks for itself. And I said, like anyone that kind of comes shop with us at Electric Picnic, they will find those hidden gems, those one-offs. And again, knowing that that actually piece of clothing has been given another lease of life is fantastic. But again, as you said, the overall goal for us in terms of how we've worked that retail operation is making sure that all those funds that we do raise go back into our services. So anyone that is visually impaired or blind, they can rely on the services of Vision Island. And that's something, again, that from all our store leaders and the volunteers that get involved with us, there is that heartfelt reasoning, knowing that, okay, what we are doing 100%, is it going to be great fun this weekend? And are we going to connect with a different almost community, or hopefully meet a new customer that's never met us before, and they're going to tell a few more people about us in their own community? Yes. But yeah, the overall kind of winning goal, what we want out of this, is obviously just to raise more funds for the fantastic charity that we are.
And where is it that the clothes that are going to be on offer Electric Picnic, where is it they are being sourced from? Is it a case of you had a head office where they're going to be coming from, or did you reach out to your stores and say, send us your bits that you think would fit the bill of festival going? And then after that, where will the clothes be distributed to? Any clothes that don't get sold, where are they going to go back to?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. You should come work for us, Zoe. So it is literally that. It is that sourcing. We have so many people that we partner with, so many people that we can kind of get a little bit of sourcing, whether it's from a corporating point of view. We put call outs to all our stores as well, knowing that festival season's on the horizon. Anything that you do have, please make sure you bag away. And then how our operations work, everything comes back to our mainstream warehouse, where we have people that actually filter through all these clothes. So so then we would make sure that even on the rails that are going out there, I saw the stock there this morning, you would have rails of crazy fleece, you would have rails of crazy jackets, you would have rails of shorts, you would have rails of rock t-shirts. So there is definitely something there for absolutely everyone. But as you said there, we don't sell everything, obviously. Everything that we do then comes back into the warehouse, and that gets redistributed throughout all our 126 stores. So again, anything that we get from a donated point of view doesn't go into landfill. So we make up, these collaborations and these kind of partnerships that we have with festivals, it just gives us another avenue just to sell more product, and making sure that we give these bits of clothing a different lease of life rather than just using our charity stores week in, week out.
Vision Ireland Retail have teamed up with OnPost for Post and Party, a campaign to make it easier to become part of the circular economy. The prepaid envelope, which you'll be familiar with from seeing stacked up at your local post office, is just €6 and will be available to those at Electric Picnic who buy items from the Vision Ireland pop-up shop, but you can also use it if you're selling your clothes on the likes of Depop or Vinted. Richard Malley, marketing lead in OnPost Mails and Parcels Department, says the initiative is to promote sustainable fashion by encouraging the purchasing of secondhand clothing.
We're really encouraging people to resell items that you have, reuse items that you have, and in cases, return items. So we partner with Nespresso, we partner with Sculpted by Amy, where you can return your empty Nespresso pods, your empty packaging back. And especially with Sculpted by Amy, you can get reward points when you return it as well. So with OnPost, we are perfectly positioned to support consumers to become part of the circular economy due to the nature of what we do in our network. So as that partner, we really want to support support people with their pre-loved items. So whether you're selling online, and it might seem overwhelming to start selling something online, so we want to make it as easily as possible. So with our prepaid packaging, we removed our kind of weight restriction. So if it fits a chip, so our prepaid packaging is one price, and then if it fits a chip, so it just takes away the hassle of having to weigh items on your kitchen scales, trying to calculate your postage. This one flat rate within Ireland helps you to just really simply like sell it, send it, cash it in. And then within our return programs with a different number of partners, but for example with Nespresso and Sculpt by Amy, you can simply order the return, drop it off at your post office, or have it collected at your door. So it's all about just making it really simple and making it really easy for people to become part of the circular economy. So if you're selling something on Depop and you need to post it, you can pick up our prepaid packaging across our post offices nationwide. You can order it online and then you ship it and it's delivered next day. So it's really positive. It's a really simple way for people to become part of the circular economy, and it's something consumers are really getting behind.
The If It Fits, It Ships initiative there that you're after, saying you've recently altered or changed. It's fantastic to hear about that, because I know myself, I'm a seller on Depop, where, you know, you're doing a bit of a declutter and you're selling away old pieces. And when you're filling out the listing online, you're trying to guesstimate how much is it going to cost to ship this. And sometimes you're thinking to yourself, if it goes over the weight now, it's not actually going to be that. And then the seller is at the loss of, they've sold it for a certain fee, taken into account that's what's going to be the shipping price. And then they might have to forfeit the price themselves if it's that bit over. So as you said, that's just another step towards another incentive to people to say, to engage in this, because they're not going to be at the loss of it now. They know that they have the security of, I've bought my prepaid package and that's it. That's the only cost I'm going to incur by doing
And you
this.
Have that set price, and it's really simple, really convenient. Our prepaid postage envelopes and boxes are available at all post offices. You can order them online, and you can order them online and have them delivered to your door. So really simple process. If you're selling something, you know the price of the postage, then all you need to do is simply pop on the address, a return address, if it needs to be returned to you. You package up the item and you send it, and you can drop it off to your local post office. And it's just a really simple way for people to navigate the process, remove any barriers or anything to enter into the circular economy. So consumers are really becoming aware of the jacket you haven't worn, the tops, the tags you still have on it, or that occasion wear item you only wore once. So we're just really encouraging consumers to look at their wardrobe really as an opportunity to sell it, send it and cash it in. So really to become part of the circular economy, selling it online, whether it's through different marketplaces like Depop or Vinted, and it's allowing them to reuse those items and sell them on to give them another life.
And why is it that On Post have decided to embark on this journey over the past few years, as I said, towards that circular economy? Why have you decided to get involved with this?
The circular economy is an emerging market, and it's something that will continue to grow. And our role really within that is to support the growth of the circular economy, and really by ensuring consumers are aware of the different choices that are available to them. So whether it's to sell a pre-loved item, to shop a pre-loved item, whether it's recycling items, to reuse items that they no longer want. And we want to encourage people and be part of that process to make it as easy for people to become part of that. We partner with a number of different retailers for our delivery, and through this we've brought several circular economy initiatives to customers, with Nespresso to recycle your coffee pods, Sculpted by Amy's Resculpted program to return your empty packaging, and Zara's repair service. So we'll continue to work with our retailers and customers to introduce more circular initiatives powered by our network.
And something you've done as well recently is that you have changed the trucks that you operate as well that would be delivering these parcels to cut down on emissions.
Yeah, absolutely. So within our fleet, we are continuing to move towards a zero emissions fleet. We are one of the largest electrical fleet operators within Ireland, and On Post will continue with that net zero target by 2030, and hoping to reach our goals ahead of that.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
And the next instalment is on Thursday, the 11th of September at 20 past 11.